Hi, this is Greg Lamond. Welcome to the VeloCast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the VeloCast Advent Calendar. Across 25 days, we'll be selecting highlights, lowlights, and assorted points of interest from the always weird and occasionally wonderful 2020 pro cycling season. Another Grand Tour debutante lurks behind door number 10, and further proof that this new generation of riders appear to have had respect for the natural order of things removed at birth. Mark Hirschi's performance across the biggest race of them all, the Tour de France, not only gave him a stage win and the overall combativity prize, but made him one of the most exciting riders to watch this year.
Hirschi's got a pretty long palmarès, but it's all really minor stuff. Other than he won the Under-23 Road Race Championships and the European Under-23 Road Race Championships. But we've seen many times people falter between Under-23s and moving into the pro ranks. You know, it's a very different category. Although with the youngsters coming through this year, Under-23s might be harder in the future as they get younger and younger. But 2020 was the year that Mark Hirschi essentially came into his own. You know, we'd seen loads of good placings before. Last year, he was third in San Sebastian, fifth in the Bank Bank Tour, 10th in E3, so strong performances. But this year, first in the Flèche Wallonne, won Stage 12 of the Tour de France beautifully, won the Combativity Awards in Stages 9, 12 and 18, was second in Liège-Bastogne-Liège and third in the road race in the World Championships. Mark Hirschi has burst onto the scene this year. And we also saw, you know, fantastic duels with Julien Alaphilippe early in the Tour de France when he had held the white jersey. And he was part of a Sunweb team that I think lit up the race. It wasn't just him. That entire team rode for each other. That classic 1-2 we've talked about in earlier shows in this series. And they were just magnificent in a year where I was really worried about what was going to happen to them after they'd had some very significant departures from the team. So Hirschi, other than the absolutely appalling publicity photo they used for him in the Tour de France, that, you know, you would cross the road to avoid him with that beard if you saw him in the street, was one of the stars of the year in a team that finished up one of the star teams of the year, Team Sunweb, who have just recently launched their team for 2021. So, yeah, Hirschi, he's just going to go from strength to strength now, isn't he? We are going to see a big, big monument from Mark Hirschi, never mind exciting us in stages in the Grand Tours and the like. He is going to win a Flanders or a Liège or something like that within the next couple of years, absolutely.
And that stage he eventually took at the Tour de France, stage 12 into Saron, was almost like an emotional dam bursting for everybody, because it was his third solo breakaway in the Tour alone. But of course, his first win. A brilliantly taken win. And as I say, because he had been just pipped at the line on two previous occasions, it kind of meant so much to cycling fans in general. We do like to see that kind of underdog figure eventually come good and take the win.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually the symbol of Mark Hirschi's racing this year, is watching him. I can't remember the number of times I thought, that can't be Mark Hirschi again. You know, he just seemed up for absolutely anything. And if you do that often enough and you're strong enough, you will win. You know, keep trying. Keep battering your head against the wall. If you think you've got it in your legs, use them and try and cross the line first. And, you know, Mark Hirschi, he was just persistent. I mean, bloody-minded is the only way I can describe how he approached the Tour. If there was an opportunity, he tried to take it.
And it wasn't just him. It was, of course, you talked about Sunweb as being one of the most exciting teams across the Tour. Even on that stage 12, he had two teammates who set him up for the win, Thijs Benoot and Søren Krag Andersen, who started the move. They were joined by Marc Soler, and Hirschi then subsequently came across to that trio with Max Schachmann, along with B&B Hotels' Quentin Pascher. So the fact that it was a solo win in the end, but it was a team effort with two other Sunweb riders involved in the move, setting it up yet again for Mark Hirschi.
Ah, Sunweb were absolutely brilliant. And I mean, what was it, 2 days later that Søren Krag Andersen himself took the victory into Lyon? So, you know, just such a run for the team. And very much, I mean, I've mocked the whole Wolfpack thing before, but there are some teams who you just get a feeling they've gelled. And to a certain extent, they don't give a toss who wins as long as it's them or one of their teammates. You know, Quick Step are like that. Mitchelton Scott were like that for a very, very long time. Likely still are. But the Sunweb we saw this year are totally like that. You know, they will do absolutely anything to win themselves. And if they can't, they want their teammate to win. And they got two stages in 3 days. Which actually sandwiched that brilliant Danny Martinez stage that I talked about in the show a few days ago. So that was a good few days at the Tour de France.
Join us again tomorrow as we open another pro cycling door. And if you're enjoying our cycling advent calendar selections, please consider subscribing to all our content at velocast.cc.